Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jacqueline Charles. I am the host of the Women Are Worthy radio show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I created this platform to give women a safe and positive place to amplify their voices. We have so many women out there that are doing phenomenal things that this is the platform for them to get their voices heard. I want to thank the people that have supported this show and all of our endeavors. And I really want to send a special thank you to one of our newest sponsors, and that sponsor is Natural Hair Mag. Natural Hair Mag is one of the premier platforms where you can talk about food, health, healthy lifestyle. Natural Hair Mag has over 1 million plus on Facebook alone. Please visit their Facebook page and their website, naturalhairmag.com. Their Facebook page is, again, Natural Hair Mag. And for me, I love the articles that they're posting. They're talking about health. They're talking about hair. They're talking about veganism. You name it. Trust me, you're going to love the articles. That's the first thing I read in the morning, and I'm glad that we've created a partnership. Now, for those of you who haven't supported us on social media and you're looking for us on social media, our Instagram and our Facebook page is Women Are Worthy. On Twitter, our handle is women_worthy. Now, without further ado, 6 years ago, Sherilyn Vaughn experienced an aha moment. For her, she thought it was an urgent need to call to action. Sherilyn wanted to support women by maximizing their best and highest vision for themselves. Sherilyn is the author of The Daring Dynamic Diva Guide. I love it. It just rolls right off your tongue. The Daring Dynamic Diva Guide. So without further ado, to the women, I'd like to welcome Sherilyn. She's a captivating, motivating, authentic Sherilyn Vaughn. Welcome to the Women Are Worthy radio show, Sherilyn. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
You're welcome. I love the name, the title of the guide of your book, The Daring Dynamic Diva Guide. I love it. It just rolls off the tongue. I'm loving that. Well, I know, right? We want to thank you for being, again, a guest on the Women Are Worthy radio show. Sherilyn, you're the author of The Daring Dynamic Diva Guide. How did you come up with that name? You know I was going to ask you that. How did you come up with that?
I came up with that name because 6 years ago, actually, I started a telecourse where I invited only 12 women to be a part of this circle. I was on a new journey, getting lots of new revelations about who I was as a woman and what it takes to be a woman. And I said, at that time the trend was diva. Everyone was going with the name diva. So I said, a diva, my definition, a diva is bold. She's dynamic. She knows who she is. And so that's how I came up with the Daring Dynamic Diva.
For those who may not know, before I do that, we have so many people on that's calling in support of you. So I'd like to first address caller. Your last four digits is 6102. Caller, hello.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you
I'd just like to
in.
Say.
What would you like to say?
I would like to say I think this bond book is very dynamic. I'm a man. I read it. And it's very helpful to men as well, because to understand the divas of the world today, it takes more than just what you got to say. But I think her book is very phenomenal, but she's a very dynamic lady, and she has a very good sense of what's going on.
Wow.
Very in tune.
Cheryl.
Well, thank you.
Now, heterosexual, by the way.
Look, caller 6102, we don't judge, okay? We don't judge. You have to listen to
yeah,
the way
just
you want
it
to.
Out
so let
there,
me put that out there.
Just in case anybody had any doubt. Just in case anybody had any doubt. I ain't got sugar in my front pocket, none in my back, and I'm scared to put it in my coffee, but I'm all right.
Did he say he doesn't have sugar in the back pocket or front pocket? Is that what he just said?
Yeah, buddy.
You know what? I'm too rude. I'm not even going in. The interview just started. Sherilyn, for those tuning in, can you tell us a little bit, briefly about the book? Because we have so many callers that are calling in support of you. Can you tell us briefly about the book?
The book is all about women stepping boldly into their power and owning the womanhood. And we'll go a little bit more into it maybe a little later as to what the evolution of a woman really is. But I wanted women to celebrate. We go through a lot of things and we don't really celebrate. We tend to use cliche sayings, I love myself, I love myself. But the truth of the matter is so many women really don't know. They misunderstand that getting your hair done and your nails done has nothing to do with self-love. It's all about self-pampering. And so I wanted women to understand just how dynamic and daring they are and to step into that power. Because once we really deal with women and heal women as a whole, the world will change just by dealing with women.
That's right. I'm clapping too. Sherilyn, you cover several topics. I am. You cover several topics in the book. One of the topics, we're going to cover several. One of the topics I'd like to discuss is, oh, here we go. Sorry, diva, you're no queen. Sherilyn, that's kind of deep. Can you please elaborate on that? What does that mean?
Okay, sorry, diva, you're not queen. When you're born female, you're born with certain gender parts that make you a female. So you go into your girlhood, and as you mature, you become a woman. A lot of women stop at womanhood. Then there are some women who elevate to being a lady. Now, we have many adjectives to describe classy lady, sophisticated lady. We have many adjectives, but it's certain values, it's certain characteristics that she possesses, that she's actually seen as a lady. Then in this culture, unfortunately, we tend to take on those cliche sayings. At the time that I started the circle, diva was a popular saying. Now today, the popular saying is queen. But when I look my history, in order for you to be a queen, because you can't self-appoint yourself as a queen, In order to be a queen, you have to be my king. So when I check my history, it's the king that anoints by marriage that he anoints a queen. And with that queen, now you may become a widow or whatever. You don't lose your title being a widow. But what happens when that woman is not married? So when the woman is not married and she has it elevated to a certain extent, then I call her a diva. I don't call everybody. Everybody has their proper place. Just because you're a woman doesn't make you a queen. There are certain traits, there are certain characteristics, there are certain behavior and mannerisms that you must possess because you are the best representation of how the world sees you, and they call you accordingly. Now, our whole purpose in life is to evolve, elevate, educate, and then experience. Once you continue the involvement, then you understand that you're truly a goddess. Now, the reason why a lot of people don't get called goddess, because they don't understand the power that they possess. Now, my favorite book says that those things that I came to do, that what you do, because you were creating my image. So if I was created by a god, there's no possible way that a child cannot have the DNA of their parents. So I was created by a God. So that makes me have the DNA and the powers to create, to manifest. But we don't own that. We don't honor those powers. And so the reason why I say that, sorry, Diva, you're no queen, is because everybody can wear that crown. Just like everybody can't wear the crown of ladyhood. But you are born with certain powers within yourself. It's just that many women don't manifest those powers and don't know how to, as you evolve, you're supposed to get better at your craft. But if you never use the gifts that you've been given, then they just lie dormant.
Exactly. We have another caller. Caller with the last four digits, 6143. 6143. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for tuning into the Women Are Worthy show, and thank you for calling in support of Ms. Sherilyn Vaughn.
Hello, Ms. Sherilyn. This is your friend, Alicia Darby Clarity, calling from Baltimore. You know,
hello, Alicia.
How you doing? You know, I like everything you put out there. I mean, you speak the truth. You speak it truthfully where people can understand. I mean, I know a lot of people would think that you're talking trash, but I get where you're coming from. You put it where people can just get it, you know?
Thank you.
And the words you use, it makes people get what you are saying. And I really appreciate that about you, Queen. So I will always be watching and checking, seeing what you're doing online. You know that.
Thank you, Miss Alicia.
No problem.
Miss Alicia, we want to thank you for calling in. And see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I created the platform, so women can have a voice to talk about what their product or whatever it is. And the fact that we have another woman calling in support of this wonderful lady and what she's doing, because what she's trying to do is change a community and change a mindset. You know, that's what she's trying to do. You know, the short time that I've gotten to know Ms. Vaughn, I've read and did my research, and Ms. Vaughn, you're doing wonderful things, and I like what you're doing, because I'm one of those, when people are talking about relationships, I watch it very carefully and watch what they're doing very carefully. You know, it's like I feel like I'm the secret keeper of that, and making sure people are being authentic when they're delivering the messages. And Cheryl, you're doing a great job.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Alicia has been following me via social media for many years, so I'm so glad that she actually tuned in. I've connected with a lot of women, never laid eyes on them, but connected through a lot of women, and I'm just grateful that they allow me to be a part of their journey.
Yes,
you're welcome.
We are too.
Cheryl, you mentioned in the introduction of your book that women cannot be holy and hurt at the same time. I personally agree with this, but let's just discuss this briefly. Why do you think some women choose to be both? And what is that exactly? For some tuning in who have no idea, what do you mean by being holy and hurt at the same time? Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yes. In today's culture, we tend to follow religious rhetoric. And so because you were brought up in church as a child and because you are on all the boards, motherboard, deacon, you serve many hats within your religious sector, I find that is very contradictory when you have certain religious beliefs, but then when I look at your lifestyle, it's totally not in alignment with what it is. So this is what I mean. I've heard for many years that in order to serve God, in order to be accepted as God's child, you have to suffer and sacrifice. That bothers me because if I am Christ-like and if I am born in his image and if I can do the same thing that he came here to do, even greater, then I should be manifesting. Now, there may be times where you are financially stable, but your relationships is a little off kilter. You may not have it all together in every single area of your life all at one time, but all areas of your life should never be out of whack all at one time. So when I say you can't be holy and hurt, it's not balanced. If I'm saying that I trust a higher power for whatever it is I'm going through, but then I'm still worried, I'm still behind, I'm still suffering in lack, because that's where I was 10, 12 years ago. I was always struggling financially, physically. I was always struggling, but I was a dutiful member. I was a dutiful member, and I just couldn't get the dynamics. But what I understood and what I come to understand is the change starts with me and my mindset. You don't get any extra jewels on your crown because you have suffered enough. And a lot of suffering that we do is self-imposed. Mm. And so the whole thing about holy is I don't believe in religious rhetoric, but I do believe in spirituality. I do believe that you have to meditate and go within yourself. I do believe that my life is supposed to be an example of what somebody else is going through. So I have to show others that, okay, you may be a single mom and things may be very difficult for you at this time, but you can turn it around. Let's look into, because everything about evolution takes on inner self. You have to deal with, like Michael Jackson said, the man or the woman in the mirror. Once you truly work on that, then you will find out that you can manifest and that you can be holy. You are supposed to be holy. And my definition of holy, I don't mean walking around quoting scriptures. I don't mean walking around condemning other folks for the choices that they make. What I mean by holy is I am supposed to be the example of the Christ that I say that is within me. So I am supposed to not be bent over, head down, always complaining, always feeling like I'm ill, because it's just not working. If you sit back and think about it, Jackie, most women who follow religious rhetoric, the majority of them are always sick or have some type of ailment, always struggling financially, and in their relationships all the time. And then they say, well, God knows. Well, no, he definitely knows, but he's waiting on you to make a change. A lot of people keep saying that every year, especially around the new year, here, I'm waiting on my breakthrough. God has promised me that my breakthrough is this year. Well, no, He's not waiting. You're not waiting on a breakthrough. He's waiting on you to break with those habits that you refuse to let go of.
Cheryl, I'm going to start streaming when I do the radio show because I'm telling you, I'm doing my church dance up in here, okay? I'm doing my church dance. Girl, you need to see me. I'm stomping. I put you on. I'm not trying to be unprofessional, my sister. I put you on mute because I'm in here doing my church dance. I'm going down. I'm like, ooh, I'm sweating everything out because that is so true. That is so true. This whole religious rhetoric, I agree with you. How can you talk about, you know what, let me tone it down, let me bring it back, and let me talk to the other caller because we're going to do a part two. We're going to do a part two on this. So let me get to your callers and your supporters. This is your show, not mine. Caller, in with the last four digits, 8432. Hello, 8432.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in to the Women Are Worthy radio show.
Hi. Well, I personally know Sherilyn Vaughn. And since knowing her in the 3 years I have met her, I've seen an awesome, dynamic, daring diva. She walks her talk. She talks her walk. So I can't say no more. She is who she says she is, and she does what she says she's going to do.
Is this Angenita?
I wanted my name not to be disclosed, but since it's out there.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Cheryl, I got to ask you quickly. Just 1 second, Angenita. I got to ask you quickly. Where can we purchase the book? Is the book out yet? Where can we purchase it? Or what's going on with the book?
The book will be released at the end of the year, and it will, of course, it will be on Amazon, and you'll be able to purchase it on my website, which is currently under construction. I'm redoing it, and the website is called Unveiling the Mask, MASK.com. So, yes, it will be available soon because I want to shift that mindset right at the beginning of the year.
And like I said, you know, for me, which for some know, this past October, I can't remember, my husband will kill me, I'm married 27 years. So reading some of the things in your book regarding relationship that's right on point, and I'm going to make sure when we get out there, you know, in St. Louis, we're definitely going to do something together because I'm liking the platform, what you're talking about, it's on point. And, you know, so when your book is about to be released, we'll talk about this, you know, in the beginning of the year to make, because I definitely want people to go out and purchase your book, most definitely. So I want to get to the next caller. Caller, your last four digits are 0513. Hello, caller. Caller 0513. They're probably on mute, so I'll ask for caller 5969, 257-5969. Hello?
I'm just listening, that's all.
Okay, you're listening. Okay, now.
Thank you.
Cheryl, you're welcome. Cheryl, how important do you think, because, you know, I created this Women Are Worthy space, and for me, you can, as a woman, trying to be successful and in the process of being successful, you cannot get to the next level without collaborating with other women. So my question to you is, how important do you think that it is that women support each other and why?
It is extremely, extremely important that we support each other. And the reason why I say that is we've been given a bad rap. We've kind of been given the bad cloak that women are catty and they can't be trusted and you can't get along with other women. And that is a bunch of bull because I am not my sister keeper. I am my sister. We have the same issues. We have the same challenges. So how can we go through life fighting each other? And the thing about women is, once you heal a woman, you heal a nation. So we have to get out the mentality that there's competition.
Someone needs to put their phone on mute. I'm hearing a lot of clacking in the background. So can you put your phone on mute, whoever that is?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have to get out the mindset that there's competition, or I have to be better, I have to stand out. Your candle would not burn any brighter by blowing mine out. However, if we unite your flame and my flame, we can set the world on fire.
Yeah.
That's true. See, for me, you know, I noticed that you said that, you know, we're the spitting image of each other. Some may tend to disagree with that statement. And also you mentioned that to heal or to help a chosen few leaves room for discord and unbalance. I myself am open to coach and teach all the lovely ladies out there that are open, that are willing and accepting. Now, mind you, I'll go and talk to the ones who are like, I'm not ready yet. But I want to focus on the ones that want help. I can't spend my time or energy for me, working with people that don't want to be helped. I think sometimes for me, people have to hit that wall or get to that rock bottom place for them to say that they need help. You know, that's what I feel, because, you know, I just can't. That's just for me and what I'm doing, because I'm spending my time and spending my wheels trying to convince that person that they need help. We all know they need help. That's like with a woman getting battered. You know, you can give her all the information, but she's not going to leave until she's ready. So for me, that's what I try to do. I do believe that we should help one another. We have to create this sister circle. We do have women out there that are catty. We have to call them out. We have to call bad behavior. I'm not going to sit here and say all women are catty. They're not, but we do have some. There's bad apples in every bunch. But because we have the ones who are behaving badly, I am not going to say all women are like that, or if I had a bad experience with a woman, to say all women, I don't want to be, you know, I can't deal with women, I can't stand women. We can't do that. We have to deal with people accordingly. So that's how I look at it, because I'm not going to treat you like a queen when I meet you. I'm going to meet you accordingly. Because, as you said, you may not know the functions, the definition of a queen. So I need to see where you are, and that for me, that's how I treat people accordingly. You know, there's that saying, treat people the way you want to be treated. I don't believe in that saying. I believe in treat people accordingly.
And I agree. I agree to some extent. You can't save somebody who's not willing or to help themselves or save themselves, because they will pull you down. It's like having an anchor and you're trying to float to the top, but you got an anchor tied to your foot. So I do agree with that. But sometimes women, whether we call it jealousy, cattiness, whatever we may call it, those women are hurting. Hurting people hurt other people because they don't know. Somebody may have violated them. Somebody could have abused them. And so that's what they know. Or that maybe it was the environment they were brought up, and they seen mother and their aunt fighting one another, trying to get it before the next person. So sometimes you have to expose people to a different way and let them make the choice. I can't just say to my sister, you're hopeless.
you're hopeless.
And walk away. I can't say that, because it's just like with your children. The one that you label the bad seed will be the very one that turn around and grow up and do the most for you. And the ones that you always showered, oh, this is my good child, my favorite child, whatever people say about that, that would be the main one to pull and tug on your heartstrings the most. So people have a way of turning around, but we're all in this journey together.
We're all on this journey, and not everybody, just like in class. Sure, you got 20 people in class, and it's one instructor, and she's teaching everybody in the same manner, using the same method, but you may get it just like that, whereas she may have to spend more time with me because I'm just not that quick of a learner. And so what if she was to say, oh, no, you're just moving too slow? So sometimes you have to expose people to a different way, because if that's all they know is to hurt people, that's all they know. But sometimes you can say, no, you don't have to do it that way. Or, no, let's really deal. The Daring Dynamic Diva is all about holding that mirror to yourself. Now, some women, they absolutely are comfortable in their misery. And that's fine. That's fine, because some people don't want to do the work that it takes. There's some purging. There's some, you know, you got to do some true clearing out. And they've never been taught that. And sometimes we don't want to be responsible for the mess that we've created. We tend to look for men to come in and be a knight in shining armor and save us from the mess that we've made. We want them to come in and save us from ourselves.
Right, right. And I think for me, it's you should help, because let me make it perfectly clear. I am not here to say that women are hopeless. What I'm trying to say,
right.
The ones who don't want help, what I'm trying to say, because I want to make it clear before when this is over, I am here because for me, I'm all about love and light. Now, just because I'm all about love and light, you still need to go over to the dark side and try to bring some folks over. And what I mean by that is there are people who need help. My job and why I'm put here is to help everyone that wants to be helped. The ones that don't want help, my job is to still give them the information. Now, they can do whatever they want to do with it, because I don't think I should – it's not in my space to call anyone hopeless. I don't believe in that word. Now, whether they choose to want to be a part of my journey, it's all good. And if they don't, that's good. But I want to leave this earth saying I've touched some woman or all women the best of my ability, good, bad, or indifferent. I gave them all the information, because what I tell people is I'm on the bus and I'm driving the bus. I'll stop at your bus stop once. I'll come back around twice. The third time, I'm not coming back around the third time. The third time, you need to come and find out where my next station is, and you're going to have to run this bus down, because I have to work with the people that want to be helped. So in no means am I even saying that women are hopeless and the ones who don't get it, I don't want to be bothered with. My job is to still give them that information, whether they throw it away, whether they hang up the phone, give them, because that one person you don't give that information to, maybe in the next 2 years, that's the person that's going to come around and say, okay, I want to be a part of this. So I think we all should be able to. So I definitely commend you in what you're doing, because at the end of the day, we have to support each other. We have to form a sisterhood. And for me, when I talk about sisterhood, I mean all ethnicities. As long as you're a woman, you know, that's what we need to do. You know, we need to help and support each other, uplift each other, empower each other, motivate, inspire, all those words. That's what we need to do with each other. And once we do that and we let other women realize their value, then they'll understand the queen, the goddess that they are. I don't have all the answers. I don't profess to say I have all the answers. But like you, my job is to serve. I'm a people person, and what you're doing and with your book, I'm telling you, I'm loving the title of your book. And the fact that you have your supporters calling in, I want you to continue doing what you're doing, because you're doing amazing work. So I'm glad that your book is going to come out the end of the year. We're definitely going to bring you back on. You're definitely going to be a part of the Women Are Worthy radio family, and when we're going out and we're doing summits, and once we get to, you know, St. Louis, maybe we can connect and do, you know, just bring some light into someone's world, because that's what we're here to do. So I don't know, you know, you're constantly giving to people. What I want to say to you, ma'am, is make sure that you're replenishing your well. Because when you're constantly being tapped out and giving advice and nourishing other people, please make sure to take the time to meditate, spa day, you know, relaxation, whether it's a massage, or just meditate or take some time for yourself. Because I'm going to call you this queen. We need you energized. We don't want your batteries dying. We need you. Don't let me start preaching now. We need you energized to help your village that's out there. So make sure you take the time to take care of yourself. Make sure you understand the power of no. You can't do everything. You can't save everybody. But just make sure that you're taking care of yourself, because you have important work ahead of you, 2017.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And that, now that is one of the things, that is one of the things that I did learn. Like I said, many years ago, I was under the impression that because I got my hair done and my nails and rocked the latest fashion, that that was self-love. It had nothing to do with that. It was self-hygiene and, you know, self-grooming. And so what I learned is, and this is what I share with every woman, because women, we're natural givers. We're natural caregivers. And so what I say is, make sure that if you were to stop and go get a cup and run the cup up under the faucet and just only fill that cup up halfway, and then get a second cup, run it up under the faucet, but this time just let it run. A lot of us as women, because we are natural-born nurturers and caregivers, we are operating out of the half-empty cup. So once I pour into my church and pour into my family and then pour into the community and then pour into my friends, and you know, I have nothing left. So now I'm tired, I'm sick, I'm bitter because I'm helping everybody else, but when I need some assistance, I can't find anyone. So, and that's how a lot of women operate. But what you're supposed to operate is, you're supposed to fill up yourself first, as you said, because even when you get on a plane, the flight attendant tells you to put the oxygen mask over your face first before you apply it to a child. Why? Because if you're not here, that child doesn't stand a chance. So in order for you to assist that child, you first have to take care of yourself. So I learned that when I'm dealing with a full cup, you have a cup that's up under the faucet that's running, that cup stays full. But you'll notice that the rim, there's water flowing over the rim. That's what I share with people. I share with people from my overflow, not from my emptiness.
And that's good that you're doing that. And for me, I'm creating a village of women who are leaders, and our job is to make sure that we're all taking care of ourselves. Our job,
yes,
who are doing the same thing that you're doing, what I'm creating is power of intention, powerful women, where our job is to make sure it's like we're in a circle. Like, let's say there's three people on the outer circle and one person in the middle. Our job is to make sure it's okay if you stumble. Now, we're not talking about your village. We're talking about the other circle. Our job is to make sure that if you stumble, it's okay for you to stumble, because by stumbling, you're learning things. You're gaining more wisdom. If you fall, that's on us. We're not supposed to allow you to fall. We're the ones who are supposed to say, okay, Cheryl, no, you've been doing all this talking. You've been doing, okay, you need to take a time out. You need to take a Friday out. Girl, come on, let's go get some nails done. Let's not talk about work. Let's not talk about empowering women. Let's talk about inspiring ourselves. Let's fill each other's well. Because when people tell me, well, you know, Jackie, do you look at the glass as half empty or half full? I don't look at my glass. My thing is half empty, is half full. What I say is, give me the damn pitcher and I'll fill the glass myself. You are never going to take the power away from me by telling me half empty or half full. No, no, no. Give me the pitcher and I'll pour what I need to pour in the glass. That's how I look at it. So for me, that's what I do. So, again, for us, we need to make sure that you're spiritually, emotionally, and financially sound, and it's our job as part of your village to make sure that you're there so you can pour into more people. And, you know, we have 5 minutes, and I want to say, you know, I want to thank, you know, Sherilyn Vaughn for being a great guest on the show. We're definitely going to have you back on the show. Your book is going to be on Amazon. We're going to bring you back to talk about it. Her, part of her village was on the show supporting her. I love the dude that was talking about he that has no sugar in his front pocket or back pocket. That I was drinking something, sipping on my tea, so to speak, and it's just all over my computer right now. So I think I may have some technical issues with my computer, thanks to him, because I about lost it when he said that. I want to again thank everyone for supporting the Women Are Worthy page. And if you haven't, please go to our Facebook page, Women Are Worthy Radio. Our social media on Instagram and Facebook is Women Are Worthy. Our Twitter page is Women_Are_Worthy. Again, we've created this platform to bring women together to talk about issues that necessarily we don't talk about. Everyone that you have in your community, we have celebrities in our community. You know, we have people who are doing great things trying to empower and inspire. So when I hear things that women are crazy, they're no good, that's lies, total lies for me. In closing, I want to thank again everyone for supporting the Women Are Worthy radio show. Join us this Wednesday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. We'll be discussing finances. Ouch. We're going to be discussing finances with our guest, Ms. Roshana Novelli. So, and in closing, I want to tell everyone, let your light shine. And I believe Ms. Vaughn said, don't let anyone extinguish your flame. Don't let that happen. Everyone is a guiding light. You're a beacon. Don't let anyone beat you down, tell you you can't do anything. If you have a dream, you know, find a village that's willing to support you and encourage you. Sometimes you can't find that support in your own home. Your own spouse may be beating it out of you, not physically, but telling you you can't do that. Your girlfriends may tell you that you're crazy. You're not crazy. Let's try to change the world. Let's work together. Let's do some amazing things. You are a celebrity. You are special, men and women. And again, I want to thank everyone for joining us. Cheryl, I can't wait for you to come back because, girl, I have some questions for you. We're going to have another show. And you make sure you tell Mr. Sugar that he needs to join us at everyone 612-614-3-843-2-0513-5969. I'm going to definitely give you a whole hour where we can cut up, educate, empower, entertain, all in one show. This, I'm definitely going to find time in the schedule to dedicate a show for you because I love what you're doing, and I'm all about supporting women who are out there empowering and encouraging other women. So for those that are looking for me to come out and do some relationship seminars, educational things, you can contact 770-480-2269. Again, 770-480-2269. I'm going back out on the speaking circuit because, Lord, women out there need some help when it comes to relationships. So, Lord have mercy. So we're going to talk about it. I'm in hot Atlanta, and you guys have heard the ratio of how many women to the guys, and a lot of women here are basically bringing down, you know, their standards, and it's unacceptable to me. So we're going to talk about that. So, again, I want to thank everyone. It was wonderful. It was kind of short, but Sherilyn's going to come back along with her crew, and I'm sure she's going to have more people tuning in. Again, tune in next Wednesday, which is November 2nd at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about finances. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. So have a great day, everyone. Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.